我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father，
亲爱的父神
，Thank you that your word is powerful。
我们谢谢你，你的话语的确大有能力。
Please help us to listen。
请你帮助我们能够听好。
To be changed by your word。
让你的话语来改变我们。
That we would think about your work among the nations。
让我们思想你在万国中的工作。
In Jesus' name。
奉主耶稣的名，
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to try something a bit different now.
我想试试一个我们不平常做的事。
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
Oh, it worked. Before anything else,
我们在做其他事情之前
，I want to say thank you to Christian Assembly.
我们谢谢基督徒聚会处。
Thank you for sending us to Uruguay.
帮助差遣我们到乌鲁圭去
，and supporting our ministry there.
帮助我们在那里的执事。
We're thankful for your partnership in the gospel.
我们谢谢你在福音上和我们一起合作。
And we're excited to begin this journey with you.
我们第一届很兴奋的要参加这一次的拆船的工作。
We are going with a missionary society.
我们会被一个福音拆船机构送去。
It's called the Church Missionary Society.
就是教会拆船团体。
The Church Missionary Society is a fellowship of Christians.
教会拆船团体是一个一个基督徒的一个聚会的团体。
Who want the world to know Jesus.
他们要全世界的人都能够听见福音。
They support missionaries who go overseas for this purpose.
他们帮助拆船传教士到别的国家去。
And they encourage churches to think globally.
然后也鼓励当地的教会有一个为做全世界其他地方的国家的需要来祷告。
They're gospel focused and Bible based.
他们是用圣经做基础，他们的意向就是要传福音。
And they try to keep missionaries in their locations for as long as possible.
他们盼望拆船去的传教士能够停留在那个国家比较长的一段日子。
But for this to be a real partnership,
能够让这个福音的工作，我们的合作能够有效的话，
it's important that you know what we're going to do.
的确需要你们知道我们到底要去哪里去做什么。
Just as the Apostle Paul told the churches about his plans,
这好像保罗告诉众教会他的计划。
Let me tell you about our plans to go to Uruguay.
让我们也告诉你我们的计划要到乌鲁圭去做什么。
Uruguay is a small country in South America.
乌鲁圭是一个在南美洲一个比较小的国家。
It's between Brazil and Argentina.
是在巴西和阿根廷之间。
It's very small.
是一个很小的国家。
Only about 3.5 million people.
大概有300万人。
And I say that because lots of people don't know about Uruguay.
因为很多人不知道不认识这个国家
maybe haven't even heard it before
或者甚至没有听见过这个国家的名字
lots of people ask us
有很多人问我
if Uruguay is such a small country
如果乌鲁圭是这么小的一个国家
if it's unknown
没有人知道
why go there
为什么你要去那里
people get even more confused
很多人觉得很困扰
that between Joy and I
就是我跟 Joy
We have four nationalities between us.
就是我们两个人有四个不同的国籍。
And Uruguay is not one of them.
乌鲁圭不是其中一个。
So why are we going?
那为什么我们要去那个地方？
Well, the first reason is in the Bible.
第一个原因就是在圣经里面。
Jesus tells us at the end of Luke's Gospel.
在路加福音的后面，主耶稣告诉我们。
That the Gospel has to go to all nations.
就是说这个福音要传遍所有的国家万民中
and when Jesus says all nations
当主耶稣说万民
he means all nations
就是说每一个不同的国家
even the small ones
甚至小的国家
It's not just the big countries that need the gospel.
不单单只是大的国家需要听见福音。
But the small ones as well.
小的国家也一样。
The second reason we're going.
第二个我们要去的原因是。
It's because the Uruguayan Christian group wants us to come.
因为 Uruguay 有一个基督徒的团体要我们去过去帮忙他们。
They're a group that run in the universities.
他们是在大学里面的一个团体。
They run Bible studies.
他们有举办读经聚会。
They train church leaders.
他们也训练当地的教会的领袖。
They evangelize students.
他们会把福音传给当地的学生。
Because university is a unique time of life.
因为大学生涯呢是一个比较特别的一个生活一个人生命中的一个阶段。
With unique opportunities for people to meet Jesus.
有独特的机会让人能够听见关于耶稣的事。
There are incredible opportunities for evangelism.
有很多特别好的机会能够向他们传福音。
But also opportunities to encourage young Christians to persevere.
也能够有好的机会能鼓励已经信主的基督徒能够更加的前进追求主。
Because it's very hard to be a Christian in Uruguay.
因为在 Uruguay 这个国家要做一个基督徒是很难的一件事。
It's a place where Christianity struggles.
因为在那个地方基督教也受很多大的压力。
Christianity has been excluded from Uruguayan society.
在那里所以很多基督徒不在他们当地的主流的团体里面。
For more than 100 years.
超过100年以上。
Christian education isn't allowed in public schools.
就在所有的学校里面，基督徒的教导和信仰是不被推传的。
Even since 1909.
甚至1909年开始，他们就不可以传基督教的信仰。
Christian university students aren't allowed to meet or to pray.
在大学里面的基督徒不可以聚在一起或者一起祷告。
Or speak openly about Jesus on campus.
或者公开的在大学的范围里面传讲耶稣的事。
And so Uruguay is a picture of the gospel being opposed.
所以 Uruguay 这个国家呢，福音在那里是受压迫的。
It's a picture of the gospel being rejected.
就这个地方福音是被拒绝的。
And the passage I want to look at today.
今天我们要看的经节
Acts chapter 28.
是在《使徒行传》第二十八章
，verses 16 to
31，第十六节到三十一节。
It begins with a similar picture。
这里我们看见一个很熟悉的一个情况。
It's a picture of the message of Jesus being rejected。
这个情况就是这个情景就是耶稣基督的福音被拒绝了。
And it's not just that。
不单单这样。
But the messenger being rejected as well。
就是那个带着这个福音要传讲这个福音的人也被拒绝了。
The scene begins with the Apostle Paul.
所以这里我们看见使徒保罗。
He's a prisoner in his own home.
他在自己的家里面做一个在一个自己的房子里面做一个犯人。
We must remember that this is the same Apostle Paul.
这个使徒保罗。
Who saw the risen Lord Jesus.
他自己亲眼看见复活的基督。
The ruler of the world.
就是全世界的主管人。
He was called and sent by Jesus to preach the gospel.
他是被耶稣差传去传福音的。
And yet this same Paul is a prisoner.
但是同样的这一个保罗现在是做一个囚犯。
A prisoner of the Roman Empire.
是罗马帝国的一个囚犯。
So from verse 16 to verse 20.
所以十六节到三十节。
And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him.
进了罗马城，保罗蒙准和一个看守他的兵另住在一块。
After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers,Yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans.
过了三天，保罗请犹太人的首领来，他们来了，就对他们说：“弟兄们，我虽没有做什么事，干犯本国的百姓和我们祖宗的规条，却被捆绑。”
When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case.
从罗马从耶路撒冷解在罗马人手里，他们审问问了我，就愿意释放我，因为在我身上并没有什么该死的罪。
But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation.
无奈犹太人不服，我不得已，只好上告于凯撒，并非有什么事要控告我本国的百姓。
For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I'm wearing this chain.
因此，我请你们来见面说话。我原以为以色列人所指望的，被这链子捆锁。
The story of how Paul ended up as a prisoner is incredible.
所以使徒保罗怎样成为一个囚犯的故事是很奇妙的。
It's a story involving kings and high up government officials.
他的故事就会连续到在上高坐高位的领袖。或者那些那些带领的人。
It involves arrests and riots and assassination attempts.
甚至有民乱甚至有人要谋杀他。
Even a shipwreck.
甚至他的船也被沉了。
Even a snake bite.
甚至有蛇咬他。
Put most basically though,
所以最主要的是
Paul is a prisoner of Rome because he is doing what Jesus told him to do.
保罗成为罗马帝国的囚犯，因为他在做耶稣要他做的事。
To preach his message.
就是要传讲耶稣基督的福音。
As he says in verse 20,
就好像二十节这样说。
It is because of the hope of Israel that I'm wearing this chain.
我原为以色列人所指望的，就是耶稣，被这链子捆锁。
He's a prisoner because he preaches about Jesus.
他是一个囚犯，因为他要传讲耶稣。
It's particularly sad.
这是很可悲的。
Because Paul has been trying to help the same people who are persecuting him.
因为保罗盼望是要帮助那些在逼迫他的人。
He's been holding out the hope of Israel.
他把以色列人的指望指给他们看。
To Israel in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。让他们看见。
He's been trying to show them.
他想告诉他们他是怎么样的一个救主。
That Jesus is their long-awaited hope.
就耶稣基督就是他们以色列人一直指望的那个弥赛亚。
But this same Israel has rejected the message.
但是同样的这个以色列人他们就拒绝了这一个福音的信息。
Imagine a hospital patient.
你可以想想看，如果在医院里面有一个病人。
Waiting year upon year for a cure.
这一个病人一直在等，等了好多年，盼望有一个药能够帮助他。
Wonderfully, a cure is found.
忽然间，很好的一个消息来了，就是说有一个能够医治他的药已经出现了。
And it's offered to the patient.
这个药就医生就拿来给这个病人要他吃。
But instead of accepting the cure with gratitude.
但是这个病人不单单不感激的要接受这个药。
The patient yells abuse at the doctor.
他甚至要骂这个医生。
And he refuses to take it.
然后不愿意吃这个药。
Well, Paul is offering to the people of Israel.
所以保罗就把这好像这样的药给了以色列人。
What they have been waiting so long for.
他们等待了好多年要等待的弥赛亚。
Their resurrection hope in the Messiah.
他们就是把所有的盼望都放在这个弥赛亚身上。
And yet so many have pushed it back. In his face.
但是却是看到这个弥赛亚之后却拒绝了他
even trying to kill him.
甚至要杀他
and because of their accusations,
所以因为很多人 要控告保罗
Paul is a prisoner in Rome.
保罗最后变成了罗马帝国的囚犯
It's sad.
这是很可悲的
But the word preached is the word opposed.
但是这个被传讲到却是被拒绝的道
And it's not just in Jerusalem.
不单单在耶路撒冷
And it's not just in Paul's experience.
不单单在保罗的经历里面
But it's in Australia too.
在澳洲也是这样
And it's in our experience.
在我们自己的经历里面也是这样
We hold out to people the hope of Jesus.
我们把耶稣这个指望给人看的时候
So that people can enter the kingdom of God.
让他们能够借助耶稣能够进入神的国
We do it because we love them.
我们这样做，因为我们爱他们。
We want what's best for them.
我们要他们最好，把最好的给他们。
And yet we get it thrown back in our faces.
但很多时候他们就拒绝了，把他们丢回给我们。
It shouldn't surprise us, though.
但是我们有这样的经历，不是让我们惊奇的。
When we speak about Jesus,
当我们传讲耶稣的时候
，some people will reject it.
有一些人会拒绝的。
And in rejecting the message.
他们拒绝这个信息的时候
we might be rejected as well.
他们也会拒绝我们这个传信息的人
just as they rejected Paul.
是好像他们拒绝了保罗
So in this opening scene, we see the word of God rejected.
所以我们看见、在这里、他们拒绝了神的道
And from the outside, it looks like God is failing.
从外面来看好像神失败了
The God that the Christians believe in is failing.
这个基督徒所信的神，他好像在这些人身上失败了。
And if we are receiving hostility,
如果我们这些传道的人也受到这些恐吓
or pressure,
或者压力
or rejection,
或者拒绝
because we are speaking the words of God,
因为我们传讲神的道
and we are being rejected for it,
我们因为传讲而被拒绝了。
Perhaps we might be feeling that God is failing too.
可能我会自己会感觉到，是不是神也因此被拒绝，也失败了
？That He's not working in the world anymore.
就是他在世界里面好像没有他的权利。
So how should we respond?
所以我们怎样子来回应神呢
？What should we do when our message is being rejected?
当我们讲传道的时候被拒绝，我们该怎么做
？And even when we are rejected,
或者我们个人也被人拒绝了。
Well, let's take our example from Paul.
So, 我们看保罗的经历。
What does he do?
他当时该怎么做？
Very little different.
很少的不同。
He just keeps speaking the message of Jesus.
他还是继续的传讲神的道。
He keeps preaching the gospel.
继续的传讲福音。
His message doesn't change.
所以他的信息没有改变。
Let me show you.
让我指给你们看。
Verses 21 to 22.
21节22节
Paul gets the opportunity to speak again.
保罗有了机会再传讲
To clarify his message.
能够向那些人来讲得更清楚
To tell them what he's been saying.
告诉他们他到底讲的是什么
So from verse
21. 21节
And they said to him, We've received no letters from Judea about you.And none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you.
他们说我们并没有借道从犹太来论你的信，也没有弟兄到这里来报给我们说你有什么不好处。
But we desire to hear from you what your views are.
但我们愿意听你的意见如何，因为这教门我们晓得是到处被毁谤的。
For with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against.
所以这个你要传的道是被毁谤的。
Now I think for most people,
所以对于很多人
，if the words that they are speaking are getting them into trouble,
如果他们所讲的话被人拒绝，他们也有了麻烦。
If their words are getting them arrested,
如果他们因为自己传的道被捆绑了起来
，if their words are provoking threats of violence,
如果他们传道的时候有人要暴力来回应他们。
They would change the words.
他们很可能就改变了他们说话的方式。
Take politicians for example.
我们看很多政治家就是这样子。
We often see a politician express his opinion.
我们看到一个政治家说出了他心里的话。
But a group of people get offended by what he says.
但是有人听了之后好像被激怒了。
People call on him to resign or to be punished.
他们说这个政治家应该被处罚，应该辞职。
And the politician.
所以这个政治家呢
，not wanting to lose his job or his votes，
他不想失去这些人为他投票。
He changes his opinion，
他就把自己的意见改变了
，so that people like what he's saying。
所以让那些人会那可以现在就可以接受他的话。
If such a politician was the Apostle Paul，
如果保罗也像这个政治家的话
，he would change the message，
他就会把他传的信息改变了
，just adjust it a bit，
可能会改变一点点。
So that the Jews in Rome might like it better.
所以那些住在罗马城的犹太人听了起来会爽快一点。
But Paul doesn't do that.
但是保罗没有这样做。
He preaches the very same thing he's been preaching from the beginning.
他 传他起初所传的道，没有改变。
Have a look at verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodgings in greater numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God, and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets.
他们和保罗约定了日子，就有许多人到他的住所、他的邑处来。保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道，引摩西的律法和先知的书。以耶稣的事劝勉他们。
He preaches the kingdom of God and Jesus.
他所说的话，他对他们传讲关于耶稣和神国的事。
In other words,
换句话说
，He was teaching that Jesus by his resurrection from the dead,
就是说耶稣因为从死里复活
，is ruler over all.
他就是一切啊、所有事物的主
，the eternal king of an eternal kingdom.
他是一个永远的国。国王的国
the king we must all acknowledge and trust.
啊，就这一个啊，国王就是我们可以信靠的。
If we are to be forgiven by God,
如果我们需要神赦免我们的话，我们需要这个王来救我们。
And to be on good terms with him,
我们要跟他有一个好的关系。
This is the gospel.
这就是他所传的福音。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
And Paul doesn't shrink back from speaking it.
对，保罗没有退缩，没有不传这个道。
Even though he's had lots of negative responses,
虽然说有很多人对他有不好的反应。
This is a great lesson for us.
对，对于我们讲，这是一个很大的一个啊、教导。
Because when we feel under pressure,
当我们在一个压力之下
，when we feel rejected,
当我们觉得我们被人拒绝的时候
，it's not difficult to start changing the message.
所以可能很容易的，我们就要改变我们所传的话
，to make things easier，
让我们的生活过得好一点。
As when speaking the true gospel to people，
但是当我们传真正的福音的时候
，it might endanger our jobs，
我们甚至会失去我们的工作
，or our relationships with our family，
或者我们跟家人的关系会弄糟
，in some cases might get you arrested，
甚至有时候会被人抓去。
At these times, it's easy to change the message.
在那个时候呢，我们很容易的就讲，我们可不可以改变我们的信息
？Instead, we need to remember that the word of God is unchanging.
但是我们需要知道，神的话是不可以改变的。
We cannot adjust it because we feel pressure.
我们不可以因为我们受了压迫，我们就改变了我们的信息。
We need to take the example of Paul.
我们要向保罗学习
，and keep preaching the message.
能够继续的。传讲同样的福音
，even when it's hard，
甚至虽然会经历到很多的难处。
Unfortunately for Paul，
但是保罗呢
？His experience of rejection in Jerusalem repeats itself in Rome。
他在耶路撒冷被拒绝，他来到罗马城，同样的被拒绝。
The Jews in Rome are just as hostile to the gospel。
因为在罗马的犹太人同样的对福音是很反感的
，just as much as the Jews in Rome，
好像在耶路撒冷的
Jerusalem， sorry，
啊、耶路撒冷的信徒那样。
Have a look at verse 24。
我们看见二十四节这么说
，and some were convinced by what he said， but others disbelieved。
他所说的话有信的，有不信的。
And disagreeing among themselves， they departed after Paul had made one statement。The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet.
他们彼此不和就散了，未散之先，保罗说了一句话说
Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive.
圣灵借先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的，他说，你们去告诉这百姓说，你们听见，听是要听见，却不明白。看是要看见，却不晓得。
How depressing would it be?
是不是很可怜这些人
？If these were the last words of the Book of Acts,
如果保罗在啊使徒行传结束的这句话就是这一点。
The last words were the Jews in Rome denying the message.
就是说，最后我们看见的是不是犹太人不信保罗的话，他们都离开了
？If our last impression of the message of Jesus.
如果我们最后对主耶稣的信息是这样的感觉
，spreading around the world，
它可以传遍全世界
，was rejection，
但是却被所有的人都拒绝了。
But of course,
但是
it doesn't end that way.
他十字星算并不是这样子结束的。
It ends with optimism.
他在一个很乐观、很积极的的情景下结束。
Not ignorant optimism.
不是无知的那种乐观。
But God-given optimism.
就神给我们的乐观。
Verse 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.
所以你们当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
This verse strikes me like a lightning bolt every time I hear it.
每一次当我读这句话的时候，它会震动我的心。
It's not that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish nations.
就是说，所有不是犹太人的民族。
It's not that they might listen.
不是他们可能会接受。
Or may listen.
或者可能会听。
Or will probably listen.
或者有很可能的接受。
No, they will listen.
但是神的话是说，他们也必听受。
It should be expected.
就是说，当我们讲受，他们会。我们可以期望他们会接受
that the nations will hear the message,
就所有的外邦人所有的万民都会接受这个福音
and believe it.
和 信靠这福音
Sure, there will be opposition.
当然会有一些人会反对
But there will be people who hear the message and believe it.
但是还会有很多人会听见了这福音而接受了这福音
In fact, the book of Acts is proof of it.
使徒行传就是这样的一本书来见证这些事
The word preached spreads across geographical boundaries
所以这些他们信徒们使徒们所传的道 超越了他们的边界
And ethnic boundaries
他们自己民族的边界
And it bears fruit
为着神结了很大的果子很多的果子
Thousands of people trusting in Jesus
数千数万的人来信耶稣
And becoming Christians.
他们成为基督徒。
The entire book is a story of the Word of God bearing fruit.
整本《使徒行传》就见证了神的话结了果子。
Of increasing and multiplying.
就有更多的人来接受，更多的人来信靠主。
And then there's the very last word of the book.
然后这《使徒行传》最后的一句话是这样讲。
So verses 30 to 31. He lived there two whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him.
保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
放胆传讲神国的道。将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
In English, it's two words.
在英语里面有两句话。
I don't know about Chinese.
我不知道中文是怎样讲。
But in Greek, it's just one word.
在希腊文里面只有一句话。
Without hindrance.
没有人禁止。
It's an incredible last word.
是一个很特别的一个最后的一句话。
Because from our point of view,
在我们的观念里面
Paul seems pretty restricted.
保罗好像受了很多的限制。
He's under house arrest.
他在自己的家里面被软禁。
He can't even leave his home to preach the gospel.
他不能够离开自己的家到外面去传福音。
And yet he's able to preach the message without hindrance.
但是他却可以继续的传讲神的道没有人禁止他。
People come to him and he speaks to them.
很多人来找他，他就传讲耶稣给他们听。
Speaking about the kingdom of God and about Jesus.
讲到神的国，讲到耶稣基督。
With all boldness and with all confidence.
能够放胆的讲给他们听。
It really is a powerful last word for us.
所以的确，这最后的几句话对我们讲是一个蛮有鼓励、能力的。
It's a word that should be burned into our hearts.
这些话应该被刻在我们的心海中
should be implanted into our minds,
放在我们的脑海中
impress on our souls,
让我们的灵受它的感动
The word of Jesus will go to the nations
耶稣的话会传到万民所有的国家里面去
It's an unstoppable word
这一个 工作呢是没有人能够禁止的。
Even when the word is opposed,
甚至这些话传讲的道如果被人拒绝的话
it can't be stopped.
他们还是没有办法让它完全停止。
And it's not just in the Bible where we see it.
不单单在圣经里面我们看是这样。
In just these last few decades,
在这最近的几十年
In places where Christianity has been so severely persecuted.
我们看见在一些被基督教被拒绝被严制严厉控制的这个国家里面。
Places like China.
好像在中国。
Nepal.
在尼泊尔。
Iran.
在伊朗。
These are the places where the church is growing the fastest.
但是在这些国家里面教会呢它是一直在增长中。
It defies human logic.
在人的逻辑的思想里面看怎么可能呢
It makes no sense to us.
他们我们觉得这好像不可能的事。
But it just goes to show that God's way is not our way.
当我们看见神的道路和我们人的道路思想不同。
Nothing can successfully oppose God.
没有人能够完全停止神要做的工作。
His purposes are unstoppable.
他的旨意是不能够被拦阻的。
And so for all of us,
so 我们这些人呢,
it's a reminder that God will work powerfully in the world.
就这些话能够提醒我们，神的道，神的工作会继续的在世界中被推广。
So why not get on board with it?
So 为什么我们自己也不参与这个工作呢?
Why not concern ourselves with what God is doing in the world?
为什么我们不看见神的工作在世界里面，我们也参与呢？
Why not think about God's mission in the world?
我们让我们也自己也思考一下，神在这个世界里面他做的工作是怎样的一回事。
There's lots of ways we can do this.
我们有很多方法可以来参与这个工作。
I've just thought of some.
我想到有一些地方你们可以参与的。
But I'm sure you can think of more.
我相信你们也可以想到更多的方法。
We can learn more about it.
我们可以去参考，我们去可以思想
we can,
这个工作是怎样子，神怎样在做。
We can learn from other Christians from other places.
我们可以从其他的基督徒身上，其他的地方也学习到他们的工作的方法。
We can meet missionaries serving in other countries.
我们可以去见见那些在别的国家传过福音的被拆传去的传教士。
If we're a little bit lazy.
如果我们有一点懒惰的话
We can even just get on the internet.
我们可以上网去去寻找这些人
And look up how the church is going in these different places.
让我们看见这些国家里面基督教的他们信徒是怎样子生活的
We can also pray for it.
我们可以为他们祷告
Praying that the word of God would multiply in these places.
我们可以为着这些被监视的国家让基督教在那个地方能够继续的被推广
particularly in places where Jesus isn't known hardly at all
特别在那些国家耶稣基督的名字不被人提起的
We can also support it
我们也可以支持这些工作
We can promote its cause in the Australian or the Chinese church
不管在澳洲的中国人的教会或者当地人的教会我们可以告诉他们这些工作
We canSupport people who are doing the work overseas.
然后我们也可以在不同的地方上能够帮助这些人去做传教的工作。
We may even go to the nations.
我们也可以自己去那些国家去做传教士。
Perhaps some of you could go overseas.
也许我们当初这些信徒们可能有人可以出去做这样工作，
更
这样的工作。
Maybe not as a full-time missionary.
不一定要做一个全世界的传教士。
But perhaps if you're at university,
或者你在大学里面
being an exchange student,
做一个被推换的交换的一个学生
and supporting the church in another country,
能够在那一些国家来帮助当地的教会
perhaps you could take a job overseas,
或者你可以在外国找一份工作
and you could support the church where you're working.
在你工作的地方你可以帮助当地的教会
or if you can't leave,
或者你不能够离开这个地方这个国家
you could take an interest in the migrants in your area.
你可以看看你周围那些移民。
And I don't mean the Chinese ones.
不单单那些只是中国人的移民。
The ones from the Middle East.
可能从中东国家过来这里的移民。
The ones from the Pacific Islands.
或者从其他大太平洋那些群岛的国家里面过来的。
Thinking about other nations.
我们看到可以要放宽眼界，看到其他国家的移民的需要。
So that you can share Jesus with them.
让你也可以把耶稣也传给他们。
But we can't just sit and pretend it's not important.
我们不能够只是乖呆呆的坐在家里面说这些事情都与我无关。
We can't pretend like it's not our concern.
我们不可以假装说这些事情跟我没有什么关系。
Jesus says this at the end of Luke's gospel.
保罗啊，耶稣在啊路加福音最后这样讲。
The gospel should be proclaimed to all nations.
就是说福音要推广到万民里面去。
So do we believe it?
我们相信主耶稣的话吗？
Do we care?
我们关心吗？
Why not be a part of what God is doing?
为什么我们不参与这个工作，神的工作呢？
Not just in our church.
不单单在我们教会里面，
Not just in our suburb,
在我们自己住的地方，
or our city,
或者我们住的城市，
or our country,
我们住的国家，
but even to other nations.
我们把福音也带到别的国家里面去。
One way to be a part of what God is doing,
你们能够参与的一个方法是这样，
is to be a part of what God is doing in Uruguay.
就是可以参与神在 Uruguay 这个国家要做的工作。
I say one way.
我说其中的一个方法。
Because there are lots of ways.
因为该有很多很多不同的方法，你们可以参与。
You can be partners with myself and with Joy.
你可以做我和 Joy 一个同伴。
As we go to serve in a country that so badly needs to hear the gospel.
我们要到这一个国家去传福音，因为那里福音是被受压制的。
When I think of gospel partnership,
当我讲到在福音上的合作，
I think of two wings on a plane.
我想到有两件事。
I'm a musician.
我是一个音乐家。
So I know very little about practical things.
关于实际生活的很多事情我都不懂。
But I know that if you take a wing off a plane, it won't fly.
但是我知道，如果看到一个飞机，它的一只翅膀不见的话，那就飞不来了。飞不起来了。
And so for us,
所以我们呢，
we can't go anywhere,
我们不能够到什么地方去，
without people like you supporting us,
没有像你这样的人来帮助我们，
partnering with us,
来做我们的同伴。
Because it doesn't matter how enthusiastic we are,
不管我们的热忱是有多大，
or how well trained we are,
或者我们被训练的多好，
we can't go anywhere unless we're sent and we're supported.
我们不能够到任何一个地方去，除非有人支持我们，帮助我们。
Now, as you arrive to church today,
所以你们今天早上来的教会的时候，
you may have received our leaflet.
你们可以看到这一张纸。
It's a bit embarrassing walking around with a picture of yourself everywhere.
我觉得很尴尬的，看到很多纸上有我们的照片。
But it does give you information about our future ministry in Uruguay.
但的确，这一张纸会告诉你们我们以后在 Uruguay 要做什么样的工作。
And how you can support us.
而告诉你，你们该怎样子或者可以怎样子的帮助我们。
On the front of the family photo.
在前面是一张我们家庭的照片。
Perhaps you could put it on your fridge.
OK, 你可以放在冰柜上。
Or a wall.
放在你的墙上。
To remind you to pray for us.
能够提醒你们为我们祷告。
And to pray for us often.
常常为我们祷告。
There's also some information on how you can contribute to our mission financially.
然后后面也有一些解释，告诉你们可以讲在财务上帮助我们。
But please remember,
但是你们要请你们记得
to keep supporting the ministry here at Christian Assembly.
你们要继续参与在这个教会里面的服事。
If you feel you can additionally support us,
你们如果除了在这里的服事之后之外还可以帮助我们的话，
we'll be very thankful to God for that.
我们的确会为着神很感激你们。
There's a place where you can put your name and your details.
在一张纸后面有一个地方可以放你们的名字和你们的通信的的细节。
I think there's a sheet somewhere at the back for that.
在后面也有一张纸，你们可以拿。
In Chinese.
就在用中文来写的。
We hope and pray that you can be the other wing of the plane.
我盼望你们成为飞机的翅膀。
To send us to Uruguay.
能够让这个飞机能起飞，把我们带到乌鲁圭去。
And support us in our ministry over there.
帮助我们在那里的执事。
We pray that God will help us to work together.
我盼望神能够帮助我们和你们好好的合作。
To support the church in Uruguay.
能够来帮助在乌鲁圭的教会。
To be mutually encouraged.
让我们可以鼓励他们，他们也可以鼓励我们。
As we see what God is doing.
当我们看见神的工作
in both Australia and South America.
在南美洲和在澳洲这样的进行的话
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告
Gracious Father,
我们敬爱的天父
We're thankful that we can be your children.
我们很谢谢你是因为我们成为你的儿女
And that we heard the message from someone else.
我们是因为别人传福音，我们才来信你的。
That we would hear it and believe it.
我们听见了福音，我们就相信了。
And know your salvation.
而认识了你的救恩。
And we know there are many people in the world.
我们知道在世界里面还有很多很多的人。
Where there is no one to tell them about Jesus.
没有人来告诉他们耶稣是谁。
So we pray.
所以我们祷告。
That you would send more workers into your harvest.
你会把更多的工人拆传到你的工作里面。
That more people would trust in your son.
在这个收割的工作里面，让你有更多人来相信你的儿子。
To your praise and glory.
来称颂赞美你。
We pray for ourselves.
我们为我们自己祷告。
That if we feel rejected.
如果有我们的传的道被人拒绝的话。
If we feel our message is not being listened to,
就是有人不肯听我们所传的道
that we would remind ourselves,
让我们也提醒自己
that your word is unstoppable,
就是你的工作是不可以 不能让人拦阻的
and no matter what people might try to do,
不管人要怎么做
they can't stop your gospel going to the nation,
他们不能够停止你的福音传到万邦万民去
Please help us to keep speaking that same message.
请你帮助我们继续的传讲同样的道。
We pray that we would see many people know Jesus.
让我们可以看见有更多的人来信靠耶稣。
We pray for those places where it's very hard to be a Christian.
我们特别为那些福音被控制的地方的国家。
That they would persevere in the faith.
他们能够继续的信靠他们所信的道。
Even when it's hard.
甚至在最大的艰难的处境里面
and the church would grow in those places.
然后教会因此能够更多的长进
and we pray that the kingdom of God
让神的国
will be preached to all nations
能够向万邦万民传讲
and we pray this in Jesus' name
祷告奉耶稣的名
Amen
Amen